In 2008, I lost my cat, Spirit, to the advanced stages of liver failure. I had him for 13 years, a very, very good cat, wonderful cat. And I just knew I needed to have another cat because I enjoy all the responsibilities and duties that go along with owning an animal, whether it's a dog or a cat. So I looked in the paper, I looked online, and my dad happened to find an ad in the local newspaper about pet finders. So he gave me the URL, and I went to the website, and it took me eventually to the Animal Foundation here in Sedalia, Missouri. And it's a foster-based place where they take in strays and animals that need a good home. Now, basically, what the setup is, this animal fair. And that FAIR is an acronym for Finding Animals in Risk. What they do is there are volunteers who give a home on a temporary basis to dogs, puppies, cats, and kittens. And they put the pictures up on the website and write up a little bio about each animal. So it's kind of cool. It's a setup where you just go online and you read the bios and you find out if this animal is good with children, good with other pets, things that you need to know about the animal, things you need to be aware of, and you get to see their pictures, of course. And if you are interested in one of their animals, you have to go through a screening process. You have to fill out an application, and this is important for them, simply to make sure that the person that wishes to own an animal knows what they're doing and is actually emotionally and physically fit to own an animal, because they don't take this stuff lightly, and they shouldn't, because every animal should have a good home. Now, some of these animals will cost you some money, but you have to keep in mind that this money that you have to pay, and it depends on the animal that you choose, how much it will be eventually. It's a little bit more expensive if it's an exotic breed. But what you do pay for is actually covering the animal who will already be spayed or neutered and will already have all of its up-to-date shots. So it's nice because you don't have to take your animal down to the vet and go through the cumbersome, tedious, uncomfortable process of having your animal spayed or neutered and all those shots, as you know, the animal doesn't want to go through it all in one setting, that is. But so the animal is in the best possible shape to be adopted. And if you're lucky enough to be accepted, which isn't like a very hard thing to be accepted, but they do make sure that you are a person that knows what they're doing when it comes to adopting an animal. And I went through all of this, and I was able to find a very special cat who I have had for 2 years now. She is a Seal Point Siamese, dark chocolate brown coat with really pretty blue eyes. She's a very good cat, such a sweetheart, very, very obedient, and her name is Banshee. And she is right now to my left on top of my stereo amplifier. just laying there, being a good girl. And she's the apple of my eye and my pride and joy. She means a lot to me. She's given me lots and lots of company over the last few years, and I hope I have been that and much more for her over those same 2 years. I take really good care of her. She's spoiled, as you probably can guess. Only the best food for her, only the best snackies, appetizers, all the little niche toys. Her favorite toy right now is her birdie. It's that bird, that little plush toy that's shaped like a bird. When you tap it, it makes a noise. She just loves that. She's a wonderful cat. And I made a decision a while back that I wanted to, if I could, give back to the wonderful foundation. And I decided that, hey, I could do this because I want to eventually sit down once I get the time and able to prioritize my many projects here in the studio. I would like to be able to create a very cute, funny, entertaining, and yet informative CD that will feature the adventures of Banshee. Now, what it is, basically, is an audio-based comic strip. I will be providing the voice for Banshee, of course. And basically, I'm her daddy, and she's my little baby girl. And Daddy and Banshee will have anywhere from 45 seconds to a minute and a half worth of little episodes. And they will just be full of cuteness and hopefully makes people laugh. It's going to be for all ages. And the idea is to eventually create as many of these little episodes as I can to fit them on an 80-minute CD and interdisperse among these Daddy and Banshee skits will be informative veterinarian information. Stuff that you need to know, facts about dogs, puppies, cats, and kittens. So, the end product, the finished product, will be entertaining and informative. So when you pop the CD in and you listen to it, children can listen to it and get a big kick out of it and laugh and joke around with Banshee and at the same time, they'll learn some very important facts about their own animals, things that they need to know. And I hope to sell these and feature them in the veterinarian places here, like the Flat Creek Veterinarian Place and all the other ones here in town. And I'm hoping to have at least 80% of the proceeds go to the animal fair, because they do need money, because every time they get a new animal in there, whether it's a dog, puppy, cat, or kitten, they need to take it to the vet, make sure it passed the health checkup, and if not, get that taken care of, get all of it shot. If it's not spayed or neutered already, do that. That way, it can be ready for adoption. So, this is my hope, and in the meantime, my hope is also that you will take the time to click on this PayPal donation button and donate whatever you can, whether it's $1, $5, $10, $20, any contribution, no matter how small it is, will be greatly appreciated. And all donations that are made through this PayPal donation will be collected, and I will send all of this money to the animal fair, and they can do what they need to do with that money to make sure these animals are in the best of health and that can be ready for adoption. So I hope you have enjoyed this, and we look forward to your contribution, and we look also forward to, whenever I get my CD out, The Adventures of Banshee, that you will pick one up and realize that whatever it costs, that 80% of that is going right to the animal fair. Thank you. Again, give your dog, your puppies, your cats, and your kittens a big old hug for me. And take care. Bye-bye.